In all my life, I could swallow the seas to wash down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side, and now you run like a fool but you just run to hide, and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your case. Don't bother to explain, don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came, take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim, and don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot.
Good evening, this is Daria, and you are listening to The Mini Fridge at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As you can tell, I'm the only one here from The Mini Fridge today. So this is a Daria's Rain special episode. Ideally, one of my two special guests might be joining me later, but we shall see. Until then, here's Stan Getz with Sweet Rain.
Thank you. It just fits so good.
Okay. Hello to my father, who might be the only listener this afternoon. That last one was You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira. The one before that was Lovesick by Alice Phoebe Liu. As I briefly mentioned in the beginning, it's really rainy here in Boston, Dad. And so I was cleaning the house to a lot of like rain type music. But the Sky Ferreira song was on, I think, my Discover Weekly. She's having like kind of a moment right now. I think that she honestly did not get credit in her time of 2013. But that album is awesome. Like really pinnacle indie rock. It's also like stupid to say that someone who was signed with Capitol Records didn't have their time, but I think Sky Ferreira is awesome. Before that was Alice Phoebe Liu. I think that song is so beautiful. I think she's Australian, but I think also perfect rain song. I don't know if you're gonna like this next one, Father. I've been listening to a lot of Cameron Winter. He has one album, Heavy Metal. Obviously another big name in indie rock these days. I don't even know what to call it. Alternative, I suppose. I don't know. But I like the oboes in this one a lot, and I hope you do too.
I am full of heavy metals. I am a heavy metal man. I have work in the morning. I have two bags over each hand. I came up the stairs. I came to meet your cigarettes. You'd like to keep my salesman's teeth, wouldn't you, baby? But I'm on a pirate's crazy-eyed quest. I am wired to the man. I take the train at dawn for him. I throw the horrible cigarette out. Bring the front door into the house. I came up here to freeze. I came up here to sleep in your infamous kitchen. You're holding out a baby's shoes. I can't take them. I pray to a pirate's maniac religion. Something you earned in 2011. I buckled up for the fatal crash. Took a bullet through the bulletproof glass. first car on the road. Oh, cancer of the fingers on the hands of a beginner. Oh, songs are legendary swingers. I can't keep a cancer of the 80s. I've been getting spanked by every pipe lately. All these songs.
Signs taking over from the fading day. seen the evening slide away, watching the signs, but we're taking over from the fading day.
Book, no t-shirts. Book, no makura. Four stops away from your favorite station. I am not.
Okay, that last one was Animaru by Mesa Mones. Also been listening to this album a lot this summer. Mesa Mones is a jazz-based musician, like coming from a background of jazz, which I always think leads to really cool stuff. And although that one's more upbeat, I still think it like fits into the vibe of a rainy day, maybe like more of the harder rain. The one before that was Golden Hours by Brian Eno, very iconic producer. This is from his 1975 record Another Green World. Thinking of the green that comes with rain. On many of my walks this summer, I've been listening to that album. I think he's a really talented producer. Produced a lot for Talking Heads and David Byrne's solo stuff. But like I like what Brian Eno does on his own. And even if it's like a little unanimated singing, I think it's really interesting production. Next up, I'm going to play a track from Sling, which is the Claro record. I feel like a lot of rainy days I listen to this record. Because I first learned about it in Talwar, which is a very rainy place a lot of the time. So this is Wade by Claro.
And faults, those that conquer me started the second pack for the first one's finishing. I like to bridge the gap between a break and long lost lovers, only to get me by until I decide I've had enough. Most of the time I can feel them on me, the eyes from the stranger's window. It's dark and it's lonely, but it's nothing to me, at least somebody's home.
Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyard of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub or ground cover. It is often with shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice, leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you come into contact with poison ivy, it's important to get clean, to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, or even more sensitive areas. A public service message from WFMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm extremely bug bitten right now, I think just because of having my legs exposed. And also, I'm extremely bruised because I kept falling off my bike at bike polo. And so, it kind of looks like I have poison ivy, but I don't. And I've been using Benadryl cream, which came in our first aid kit that we bought for the house. And it's really nice. And I really appreciate it, particularly in this itchy time. But this is a really important PSA because getting poison ivy is terrible. That was an interruption because I forgot to do the PSA. But now, back to some songs.
Dog walkers. I just got off an aeroplane. I said, Jesus Christ, not this again. I said, all these cities look the same without you. They look the same without you. I can't tell what the streets I say. They just point at me and laugh at me, and they tease me dreams of every day I held you. These streets remind me of you. And I don't know where my past has been, but my future's been here all along. It's a galaxy that sings to me about you. The stars all sing about you. And each word is a melody, and each melody is a mystery to me. It's a secret song they sing to me about you. A song that sings about you. Shake my knees, all the trees and me, and birds just sigh about you, while the music sighs with us too. I feel red while the rainy days, and the purple mountains call me names, and the beauty of the world sustains without you. But the world's in love with you too. And I just got off an aeroplane. I said, Jesus Christ, not this again. I said, all these cities look the same without you. The world just sings about you.
That was really timely because Owen did just get it off an airplane. That was a This Is Lorelei song, despite Owen's incorrect identification. That's a song that sings about you. I think that this has just turned into the songs I've been listening to, but I have been listening to Box for Buddy, Box for... What is it? Box for Buddy, Box for Star. Yeah, This Is Lorelei of Water From Your Eyes fame, who I saw in concert with Eli, another person that's not here right now because he doesn't care about radio. Just kidding. He has a job and he had to eat a sandwich. Before that was Ripped to the Empire State Flea Market by Frog from the Count Bateman record, which I was listening to as I was cleaning. Frog is one of those bands that I did not like when I first heard them, but that was my fault because I actually do really like them. And we saw them in the freaking Crane Room of Tufts University, which was super awesome. And I, despite their lack of stage presence, had a lot of fun and thought it was so awesome for it to be here. I guess it's time to do our segment, which is just me. I'm going to list all the things that I know are in the fridge that need to be thrown away. We still have the overnight oats. It needs to be thrown away. The boys have a rotisserie chicken. I can't imagine we're supposed to eat it anymore. Wait, now it's just going to seem like I'm dunking on you guys, so I'm going to stop this bit. But I'll talk about what I have in the fridge. I still have some bean pasta sauce, but I think it's fine to eat and it won't poison me. I was late to radio because I was waiting for my rice to cook, and it did, and now it's on the stove and needs to be moved to the fridge to go with my beans that I also ate with my rice. I'm trying to think if we have anything else that's interesting in the fridge. No. But we do have some good ice cream. It was National Ice Cream Day last week, and so we were trying some new things. Eli's former employer, Jenny's Ice Cream, makes a very delicious peanut butter chocolate flake ice cream that I enjoy a lot. And then there was also a mint brownie, which is two of my favorite combinations. This past week, Eli and I had a brownie sundae together, which was really adorable and also extremely delicious. So if you think you haven't had a brownie sundae in a while, you should have one. This next song is, I actually was not going to play, but Owen texted that he thought the last song was a 1975 song, and so now I have to play a 1975 song. But this one I do find to be like a wintry rain song, but I guess winter is now snow. I don't know. It's like a precipitation song. But this is All I Need to Hear by the 1975.
takes no time at all. I keep circling constant circle, but I keep coming back around. At least I keep coming back around. I think we're on to something, baby. And I know I'm such a baby.
In the background, this is Daria, and you've been listening to the Mini Fridge at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We'll be back with everyone next week. Thank you for listening.